You know, I was telling you, sometimes the word of God said we overcome by testimony. And if we don't tell people what we've been through, they'll feel like everything's going good. But I know what it is to depend on God. I know what it is to suffer. But it was a suffering, a good suffering. I know how to turn to Jesus and call on Jesus. Because the word of God tells us tonight, church, we got a word from the Lord, because I prayed to God. I said, God, what do we need? And God just turned me right to it. First, I wrote it down, and he turned me right to it. And then I wrote another saying, and he turned me right to the chapter. Have that ever happened to y'all? I know it have. And I said, that's God. God got a word for the church tonight. And I thank God, the word of God say, if we keep his saying and keep his commandments, we can ask whatever we will, and he'll do it for us. And on tonight, my topic is, we are very important to God. Very important to God. And you know what? God made us in his own image. And he's human. The Holy Spirit is a he. He's human. He lives within us. And what God wants the church to know tonight, it makes God smile when we please him. When we love him, that makes God smile in heaven. So they're my children, and they're very important. Amen. And tonight, whatever you need from God tonight, you're going to receive it, because God said. When you walk upright and do right and keep God's saying and keep his commandments, you can ask God anything. And he'll do it. My husband's a living witness what God can do. I'll be coming out of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and it will start at the third verse. And we want you to see what the word of God say. God promised to bless his people for being obedient. Amen. Now, it's a question mark there. Now, if you want the benefits from God, then that means you got to choose to serve God. Because God is a jealous God. And he's not going to share his glory, his throne to nobody. Either if you want to be blessed, you got to serve God and keep his commandments. If you want to be cursed, then you go serve other gods. Turn to the devil instead of turning to God and see what happened to your life. Today, God wants you to repent. The one that's not saved, repent. And ask God and say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. And Lord, I don't have my ticket. When the train come by, you better have a ticket to get on board. And if you don't have a ticket, you're going to be left behind. Jesus is coming back. And y'all see where God is going with this. You better have your ticket. You better have your ticket. The train is coming. We live in the last days now. And that's what God is saying, the nations. And the word of God, you'll see when I go a little further, the nation's in trouble. The world is in trouble. And they need to turn for their wicked ways and turn to Jesus. Because if they don't turn to Jesus, they're going to be cursed. Because God ain't going to share his glory with no man. So the word of God say, coming out of all the 28 chapters, the third verse, say, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruits of your body, produce of your grounds, and the increase of your heart. And what God is saying, then when y'all get a chance to go home, I want y'all to read the chapter of the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. Just see what God is saying. Just go and take your time and see what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. You know, God already talked to Moses and told Moses, y'all can be seated now because I'm finna talk. I'm finna give you the word now. And like I said, when you get home, I want you to go home and I want you to study the word and read and see what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. God just turned that page to the 28th chapter. And I already had it wrote down. Just turn right to it. And you know, I was sharing something, me and Jonathan, we was in the living room one time, and I was in the Word, and we was talking, and we opened up the Bible. I opened up the Bible, it turned right to the chapter, what we was talking about. You have to be there to see it. That's how you know God is real. Don't think God ever changed. He will never change. We change, but God never changed. So whatever you need tonight from God, you're going to receive it. Because why? Because you're a believer. And all God's believers, you are God. You're just like the image of God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus live within us. And Jesus said, we keep his commandments. And we keep the covenant that Moses came out the mountain and told the people. You know, God written, handwrite on the stone and told you to keep his commandments. Don't serve no other God. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, everything within you. You love God. And if you do that, if you keep God's saying and keep God's commandments, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed going in the city. Blessed coming out the city. Your wounds will be blessed. Your flocks will be blessed. Your grounds will be blessed. The fruits will be blessed. Everything around you will be blessed. And all we have to do is share the good news about God. And as we share the good news about God, God will anoint you fresh, and heal your body. And a lot of time when you keep God saying and keep his commandments, like Moses told Joshua, God promised you to go into the promised land and lead the people into the promised land. But you can't go over because some of the things that he didn't do what God told him to do. He was a believer, but he just didn't do everything God told him because he got angry with the people. Like we do today. Sometimes we might get angry with the people. And when God tells us to do this, we want to do that. Amen. But you can't change another person. Amen. Only thing you can do what God tells you to do. Stay in your lane and serve the Lord. Amen. And keep his saying and keep his commandments. And as you go through the storms of life, don't get stuck. Because you got to go on the other side. Amen. God already promised you now. All God believers. As you know, I was thinking, as Peach, that's a D. Every time I look, I'm on the highway. I'm going to and forth, and she going to and forth. But she traveling for the Lord too. And don't think God don't see what you're doing, because he do. And we out on Wednesday mornings praying. I see Mary, different ones. They can't come in to pray like they used to, because we got to pray for our nation's church. We got to pray for the world, because the world is in trouble. And y'all going to see, as God told me to turn into Matthew's, the 24th chapter of Matthew's. We living in the last days now. And he said, in the last days, there's going to be earthquakes, nations against nations, children against mothers, mothers against our daughters. I mean, it's going to be such a great time in the last days. And then they're going to kill you, think they're doing the will of God. But guess what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to buckle down and keep God saying and keep his commandments. And if you can buckle down and keep God saying and keep his commandments, you can ask anything. Anything. I need some water. Anything. In thy name. And he will do it. But you know, we bless. Because I already told God, Lord, whatever come up in my life, I'm going to turn to you, Jesus. I'm going to turn towards you, Lord. And I'm going to look to heaven. And you smiling on your people. Because we important to God. Church tonight, whatever you're facing in life, whatever you're going through, we're human. We're not in heaven yet. So don't think the devil like you or love you. He's out here to kill, steal, and destroy. But God is here to give us life, that we may have it more abundantly. But all God wants to do, repent. Repent. Turn from our wicked ways. Turn to God and say, Lord, I don't know if it's anything in my life I'm doing displeasing you. But Lord, I want to please you, and I want you to smile on me. Smile on me, Lord. Smile on me, Jesus. as I go through the storms of life, and I know I'm saved, and I know I'm sanctified, and I know I'm filled with God's precious Holy Ghost. And the word of God say, if I please the Lord and keep his saying and keep his commandments, I can ask whatever I will, and he'll do it. And on tonight, church, you got to believe God. You got to believe God when you don't even see nothing. When the enemy and when the devil already say, well, the doctors already say you ain't got but 10% to live like my husband. But I didn't. You, guess what? You got to stand on God's word. Amen. We live in a time. The train is coming. In Matthew, I want y'all to get a chance. When you go home, read the chapter, Matthew, the 24th chapter of Matthew. I say, we live in the last days. Don't think now Jesus ain't coming back. You know how the lightning come up in the clouds and the lightning start lighting? Jesus said when he come back, he coming back in a cloud. Jesus coming back in a cloud. He coming through the, everybody going to look and say, oh, look at this light. Where is this light coming from? It's Jesus. The same way Jesus went back, he coming back. And the train is coming. The train is coming. Do you have your ticket tonight? You can't get on board unless you got the ticket. Amen. If you don't have your ticket, you're going to be left behind. Amen. It's come to every door. Yes, death going to come to every door. Yes, Lord. Jesus is knocking at the door. Let me come in. Jesus got so much mercy. Yes. So much patience. Yes. He's knocking. Why don't you let me come in? Hallelujah. The one that's not saved tonight, church. And when the train come, and the train is blowing, you can hear the. You ever hear a train coming, and you can hear the horn blowing before it get to your stop? Yes. The train is blowing. Yes. It's blowing before it get to your stop. Yes. And when you get to your stop, you better have a ticket. And if you don't have a ticket, you can't get on board. He'll just leave you behind, and you go. He going on to the next person. Do you have your ticket tonight, church? Do you have your ticket? Do you have your ticket? Jesus asking the church tonight, do you have your ticket? Because Jesus is coming back. The train is blowing. The horn is blowing. And then nobody can give you a ticket but you yourself. And the only way you can get that ticket, you got to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me for all my sins. And Lord, would you come in my heart and save me, Lord? Save me, Lord. I don't want to be left alone. I don't want to be left out and go out in the hell of fire where it's nothing but grit and teeth and it's no exit for you to go out. Once hell closes the door on you, ain't no way out. It's too late. And you can say, well, you know, I went to church every Sunday. Why I didn't get on the board? You didn't have a ticket. Because you didn't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Anybody can go to church. But everybody can't be saved. Because you got to live right. And don't let nobody pat you on the back. You're going to say, well, why did Sister Gore didn't tell me that I need a ticket? Why did Sister Gore didn't tell me that hell is real? Hell is real tonight, church. Amen. I'm telling you. Hell is real. Amen. And the train is coming. Amen. You better have a ticket. Amen. I got my ticket. Amen. And you know what? The devil already know. He already left out and he already lost the battle. Yes. Me and my husband were talking and singing this morning. I say, I wish I knew this little song. I'm on the battlefield. Waiting on my Lord. I don't know this song. Jonathan, you know that song. Anybody know that song? When the service over, I want somebody to learn sing that song for me. We on the battlefield. Church, we on a battlefield for my Lord. And guess what? God is smiling on us. You know why God's smiling on us? Because we got Jesus on board. Hallelujah. And I think about Ollie, you're 90-something years old. You better hold on to that ticket. That's right. You better let that ticket go. I don't care how much the enemy knock up against you and say, well, you ain't worth nothing because you already used up everything you got. Oh, yes. You're still important. Amen. You better hold on to your ticket because the train is coming. Yeah. You know the train is coming, right? And you better hold on. The word of God says, the one that endure to the end shall be saved. And you know, as we pray for you this morning, that's your brother. That's the brother. But you know, when you tell your brother, he's important to God. And he's healed. He's healed. He's healed. Yes, he healed. And do not accept nothing less. Because Jesus said, by his stripes, you are healed. That you can stand up. Stand in the gap. I thought about Daniel. Have y'all thought about Daniel? How Daniel prayed, and he prayed. He know the people just tricked him. You know, and know that they're going to throw him in the lion den. Because why? He was on his knees praying. He, you know, that's how God finds us. A lot of times, I don't care what we go through, we're on our knees praying. We're praying. We're doing what the word of God say. And you fasting. If you want to change, you got to fast and pray. Hallelujah. Fast and pray. You know, the enemy trying to take my voice. But it's okay. You know why it's okay? I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And that's my message tonight, church. You better have your ticket. Y'all can stand. It don't take all night for the Holy Spirit to move. It don't take all night. Just get what the Spirit of God is saying. You are very important to God tonight. Very important. So don't fall out the race. Don't give up. Don't give up. You come too far to stop now. You come too far to stop now. All the works that you do, God going to bless you double. You know, like a lot of people have 10 talents. They have 10, right? And then the ones that just have one, they say, well, I ain't got but one. They got 10, and they got 8, and I ain't got but one. I'm going to bury mine. But guess what Jesus will do? Take that talent and get to the one got 10.
That's right.
Like y'all singing, you keep on singing. And then God will bless you more.
Amen.
But you got to have a ticket to get on board.
That's right.
Gotta have a ticket. Don't be left. Don't be left behind. Mm-hmm. Care how much we go to church, we better have a ticket. Amen. I got to have a ticket.
Amen.
Everybody, this is a personal. Yeah. This is a personal walk.
Mm-hmm.
You better have a ticket.
Amen.
To get on board.
Because
then when the doors is closed on you, when death come to your door, knocking at your door, and you're not saved, you can't say, well, Sister Gordon didn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You better have your ticket. If you want to get on board. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is saying, you better have a ticket. We ain't out here just coming out here to be seen. Because we could, like the pastor said this morning, we could stay home. Sometimes we feel like staying home. But we come anyway. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I want somebody to say, look, is y'all on the battlefield? Okay.
And he promised me that I will serve him till I die, and I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, for my Lord. On the battlefield for my Lord. And he promised me that I would serve him till I die, and I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
We're going to have all the call now. First, we're going to have all the call. If anybody tonight is not saved, now you search your heart. If you're not saved tonight and you don't have a ticket, you better get on board. You better get your ticket. Don't let God knock at the door. He's knocking now. He want to come in while it's still day. Because the train is coming. And you can hear the train blowing. He coming. Death going to come to everybody's door. And if you're not saved, you're going to be left behind. And you don't want to go to that place where they call hell, because it's real. Ain't no good place to go when you go there. You want to go to heaven. You want to go to heaven. Don't put off the day for tomorrow. Tomorrow not promised to you. And if you don't want to be saved, just say, well, Lord, I want you to just pray for me that I have a mind. Get a mind that want to be saved. Like right now, you feel like you're just not ready. When I was young, I said, I wasn't ready to be saved because I got a little bit too much to give up. But wasn't nothing out there to give up. I wanted to follow my husband. You know, when you're young, don't know no better. I wanted to follow my husband at the time. But I got on board. Okay, everybody saved tonight. Okay, we got another calling. You know, in the word of God, it said, just like a hen, he gathered up his little bitties and put them up under the wings that the devil can't get them. So if you got family out there, need prayer, the night is the night. Because they very important. Noah, guess what Noah did? Noah was a person that loved God. And because the love that he had for God, it put a smile on God's face. And guess what Noah did? Did what God said. Although they thought he was crazy, he built that ark for 120 years. 120 years. That's a long time. And it was so big right in the front of the yard. His sons, all the kids was embarrassed. You know, it's embarrassing when the people think you're crazy. I mean, when you serving God, a lot of times people think we're crazy when we're serving God. Say, don't take all that. They're crazy. But I'm not crazy. They might say I'm crazy. I might think I'm crazy, a holy roller, whatever they want to call me. I'm a holy roller for Jesus. And that's why the devil mad with you. Church, why you think the enemy coming after y'all? Because he knew y'all very important. He know God's smiling on your face. All God's Christians. I was thinking about Miss Parker. I love her. I love everybody, but Miss Parker. You know, she teach school. And sometimes she got the baddest little kids in her classroom. But she told me she can handle them. I can handle them. I reckon she can because she got Jesus on board. She got Jesus on board. You got to have Jesus on board to be able to handle circumstance that come in your life. I got Jesus on board. That's why I'm still standing. That's why me and my husband still standing. So if anybody got family, just stand in need of prayer, come now. We'll pray with you. With God, you're very important. You're very important. And if everybody's okay, well, that's good because you already know where you stand. But we believe God. That God is a healer. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Ain't nothing too hard for God. When the enemy come after you, you know it's something important in your life. You're getting ready to get another promotion. Every time the enemy come after me real hard, you see how he attacked my body, don't you? He attacked me while I was talking, right? Because God is smiling on me. God is smiling on me. Why is God smiling on me? You know why God smiling on me? Because I'm keeping God's commandments. I'm keeping his saying. I'm keeping everything. And you know what? You better have your ticket. Amen. If you got children, that need prayer and it won't do right. You know how kids can get. I have family, cousins, nephews, nieces. Everybody do. It won't do right. Better put them under the blood.
That's right.
Better put them under the blood.
That's right.
You are important to God.